call the February 9th, 2016 meeting of the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors to order. If you would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have roll call, please.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel. Member John Foley.
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here.
And Member Susan Portman.
Thank you. I'd like to announce that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session prior to this evening's meetings to discuss land and legal issues. At this time, I'd like to invite visitor and public comments and remind everyone that although it's posted within the meeting room, I wanted to advise those persons attending this meeting that is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. If anyone would like to come forward to the podium to provide a visitor public comments, I'd ask that you limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less and state your name and place of residence. Anyone? No? All right. Noting none, we will move to affirmation of meeting of our public hearing held on January 26, 2016. Does anybody have any comments with respect to the first public hearing of January 26th?
I'll move to approve those minutes.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the minutes are approved. The second public hearing on that same date. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
And seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And those minutes are unanimously approved as well. And finally, turning to the Board of Supervisors meeting for January 26th, do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
I'll second those. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And those minutes are approved unanimously. Turning to new business, A1 through 19 on the agenda, the approval of ordinance number 677 to execute a guarantee agreement with respect to the Dairy Township Municipal Authority Series 2016 Guaranteed Sewer Revenue Bond Issue. Mr. Nagley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To ensure the lowest possible interest rates on the bond, the Municipal Authority requests a township guarantee for the issue. Expected savings to the authority and industry financing is approximately $500,000. Mr. Lou Verdelli, the advisor here, to explain the ordinance.
Thank you. And Mr. Verdelli, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. This is similar to last year. We had a refinancing for the municipal authority that the township also provided a guarantee agreement for, so something very similar. I have a brief handout that has a little bit of background on this transaction, as well as we'll be asking you really just for an unofficial authorization to proceed on the second refinancing opportunity that the municipal authority has coming up. So just real briefly, on page one of this handout is a chart that shows all of the municipal authority's existing debt. You can see columns 2 through 7 are the financings that are currently outstanding at the municipal authority. There's 3 issues, columns 2, 3, and 4, that are actually DTMA financings that are in place where the township has guaranteed those financings. Columns 5, 6, and 7 are issues where we've had the township issue the debt on behalf of the municipal authority. And we've done that from time to time, trying to take advantage of bank qualification. That's where when the financings are under $10 million, we get a lower and better interest rate. And so we've been able to work creatively with your bond council to go back and forth in some years where the township had a financing and the municipal authority had a financing, or one or the other didn't have a financing, and try and take advantage of getting the best and lowest interest rate. So that's why those financings are spread among DTMA financings and township financings. The first one that you actually have a formal ordinance for tonight is column 3, which is DTMA's 2009 financing. And you can see the payments there go out through the year. It's about a 10-year financing. Payments go out through 2025. So that's what we're going to talk about in a little bit more detail first, and that's where you are we're asking you to approve a guarantee agreement for the refinancing of that issue. Column 5 is a smaller 2011 township issue that is also reaching its call date, and what we anticipate doing is, since that one is township debt, we want to refinance that with a township issue. We'll be doing that a little bit later. It's smaller and shorter. We're probably going to do that one as a bank loan to save some cost of not having to get credit ratings and things and keep the cost down, because it's such a small issue. And you'll see in a little bit that the savings are considerably less because it is such a smaller issue. But those are the two that we're going to focus on tonight. But this shows you all the municipal authorities' debt as it currently stands. Page 2, the background on the 2009 issue. They're called guaranteed sewer revenue bonds. They were issued by DTMA. Right now, there's $8,915,000 of those left. The current interest rates range from 3% to 4.375. The call date, when we can actually call these from the existing investors, is June 15th of this year. Final maturity, I already pointed out, is in 2025, and this issue currently has a guarantee agreement by the township. The proposed issue would be to have DTMA issue new guaranteed sewer revenue bonds. The current projection on the savings after the cost to DTMA is about $500,000, so it's a very significant refinancing opportunity for DTMA, and the new bonds would have this updated guarantee agreement in place. Our schedule is, back in November, DTMA already authorized the team to be moving along in preparations for that. Actually, this morning we had a very good call with your administration, with S&P. We had the credit rating call this morning at 9 o'clock, going through all of the current updates on the township's financial condition and economic development projects, things like that. So that's underway. We expect to have the credit rating actually by this Thursday afternoon. And again, that's the rating on the township, is how those bonds are rated because of your guarantee. So we should have an updated rating report that will be able to be circulated later this week. So tonight, step 2 is township approving the guarantee on February the 9th, and we have scheduled to actually sell the bonds, lock in the interest rate at the end of this month to coincide with the municipal authorities board meeting, which is on February the 29th. So we have a little bit of interest rate risk between now and then we would close in March. So that's what you have. The formal action in front of you is to guarantee that financing. So I'll stop there and see if there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Verdelli. So the Township 2011 issued bonds are not the subject of this evening?
That's correct.
Okay. The document that you anticipate being executed is in our packet, guarantee agreement.
That's correct, okay. Yes.
Change in any way its representation on our balance sheet? Any effect of that?
No, we have it set up the same way. So there's really no change, since again, this is a municipal authority issue. We're refinancing it at the municipal authority. So really no change the way it's reflected. Certainly if there are any specific legal questions, Donna Kreiser and Tim Horseman are here. They prepared that document. They'd be happy to answer any specific legal questions about the guarantee agreement.
The ordinance itself, the third whereas paragraph on page 3, I notice it does not reflect the 2005 bond issues, and I was curious as to whether or not that is a typographical omission.
I think it does. In subparagraph 7, we reference there the series of 2005 bonds.
Right, but original obligations is defined to subsume all of the prior issuances, correct?
I'm not sure I'm following you.
Well,
you're correct, Commissioner. You're correct. The defined term original obligations is referencing all of the bonds previously issued under
right.
The indenture of the authority.
To include 2005.
Yes. Correct. The guaranteed sewer revenue bond
right.
Series of 2005
is also included.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that's, I was just bringing up a point that it appears to be missing from the whereas clause.
If we're looking at the third whereas clause, I see it referenced. It's in subparagraph 7, 5, 6, 7.
Series 2005. And I was just looking, I'm sorry, at paragraph 3, or page 3.
Well, in that paragraph, we're just talking about the existing. I see what you're. Well, we
in the parentheses,
there,
yeah.
We referenced the fives there.
I see it earlier on page 2. But okay, all right. If you're satisfied with it, that's excellent.
Well, I appreciate you giving the ordinance and bringing that to our attention.
And so, in short, we're simply satisfying the 2009 debt and going to be reissuing debt 2016 under more favorable terms so as to save approximately $5,000.
DTMA.
DTMA is issuing
debt. Right, yeah.
And the savings are $500,000.
$500,000.
And it's primarily guaranteed, first and foremost, it's guaranteed by their revenue, correct? And
correct.
Then we're backup guaranteed.
Correct, exactly, okay, so, right. These bonds are secured, the DTMA bonds are secured by the receipts and revenues of the sewer system in the first instance.
Okay.
In the event those receipts and revenues are not sufficient to make a payment on the bonds, then the guarantee.
Reverts back to.
Correct.
So this type of guarantee, how do the credit rating agencies look at this? It's not on our balance sheet, right?
Well, it does show up. It's similar to the conversation we've had about things like the guarantee of the fire station financing. Mm-hmm. So because that is in place, they basically they look at it and they see that it's paid by, in this case, it's paid by the revenues of the system. So then they're backing it back out.
So they're backing it back out.
Right.
And so it's a wash.
It should be neutral in terms of credit rating or bond rating. And in terms of the guarantee itself, that the fact that we're guaranteeing it under this set of circumstances is no different than the actions we've taken previously with any other sort of.
Correct. And just on that point, I'd like to note that this ordinance has been drafted pursuant to the Local Government Unit Debt Act, as well as the guarantee, and will be approved under the Debt Act, and therefore. The township will have the authority to enter into it. That's part of the process we'll undertake when this ordinance is enacted.
Excellent. Yeah. I don't want to go too far with this, but in other words, if the credit agencies just doesn't affect us one bit, or it does affect us,
In this case, because they view this as self-liquidating, because it's going to be paid down by the authority, they view it as not debt that you're responsible for.
It doesn't affect us one bit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
So there any other questions? Noting none, do we have a motion that we provide consideration to execute a guarantee agreement in regards to the Derry Township Municipal Authority Series 2016 bond issue?
So moved.
Seconded?
Seconded.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Weir. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion carries 4-0.
So thank you on that. That was the only action needed specifically on that refinancing. If you turn to page 3 of this handout, we want to just preview the smaller refinancing for DTMA, because that is debt that the township issued. So if you look at the top of page 3, the general obligation bonds series of 2011, those were township issued bonds on behalf of the municipal authority. Right now there's just under $3 million remaining, and those interest rates range from 2.1% to 4%, has the same call date. That debt's callable June 15th. Final maturity is also in 10 years in 2025, and that debt is paid because there's a subsidy agreement in place between the township and the municipal authority. The municipal authority basically makes those payments directly to the bank on your behalf. What we're proposing proposing is, again, because that's debt issued by the township for tax code reasons, we kind of need to keep things in neat silos. So we have the municipal authority financing being redone by the municipal authority. This was a township issue in 2011. We need to have the township do this to keep it, to get the best interest rate for everybody. So what we're expecting to do is to get proposals. Because this is smaller and shorter, we think we can produce better savings by doing this one as a bank loan, as opposed to all the additional cost to do it as a bond issue. So what we would be doing is planning to come back, have the township formally approve that new note once we actually have the proposals in hand. The municipal authority would be approving the update to the subsidy agreement, and the net outcome is about $150,000 of additional savings just from that small refinancing for the municipal authority. So if you just look at our financing schedule, DTMA has already authorized this to proceed as well, with basically your nod of the head that the financing team should proceed to pull the proposals together and come back to your meeting in March. We're targeting your March 22nd meeting to have those, and that's when you would actually take formal action to lock in an interest rate. We would, at that point in time, be able to say that interest rate produces $165,000 of savings, the final amount. And DTMA will be approving the updated subsidy agreement at their February 29th meeting, the same night that we lock in the interest rates on that first refinancing that we just talked about. So we would just ask, or basically asking your authorization for us to keep proceeding and come back to you with live proposals at the March 22nd.
Are you going to envision competitive shopping, for lack of a better term?
Oh yeah, yeah, no, we'll have a full proposal that'll go out to all the banks that like to participate in this. The reason it'll be attractive to them is there's only 10 years left. It's relatively small, being in the $3 million range. So that's something that we think we'll be able to do pretty well with.
Does anybody have any opposition to moving forward with the investigation towards refinancing the township issuance like that? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we proceed.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, and that unanimously is granted. And if you would proceed with investigating those loan options, that would be great.
Very well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Riddell. And that brings us to item B1 through 5 on our agenda, approval of resolution 1460, authorizing the township to terminate an interest rate swap. Mr. Nicklin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The township adopted an ordinance on June 22nd, 2010. Enter into an interest rate swap with World Bank of Canada. The swap was the amount of $14,125,000. At the time of the entry of the swap, the deli advised that this would be very beneficial, and it turned out to be a true statement. Since that, Dr. Hughes received approximately $460,000. This resolution established termination parameters. The parameters being the swap will not be terminated unless the amount of the termination exceeds $400,000. Mr. Deli's here again to explain this swap termination.
Mr. Deli, you have the floor, sir.
Okay. So what I just passed around is a summary of the cash flows of this transaction since you entered into it in 2010. The brief background is back in 2010, there was a market opportunity to enter into this contract where it looked that based on where we would be able to enter the different interest rate exchanges that we were locking in, that it should be very favorable and that the township should benefit and receive positive cash flow from this transaction. Obviously, in a low interest rate environment that you've been dealing with for the last 8 or 9 years, when your interest earnings are pretty much close to zero, it was viewed that this would be a good opportunity to generate annual cash flow to replace those lost interest earnings because the Fed had interest rates at zero for the last 8 years. So this transaction performed exactly as was expected. There was obviously the risk that had something changed. There could have been a situation where the township was actually making a payment, but this shows you that every 6 months since it was entered into in August of 2010, there's been a positive payment to the township. You've been averaging anywhere between a payment of $90,000 to $100,000 per year. And you can see in the lower right corner that after the last payment back in November, the township's received $460,000 of payments from this contract and has not made a single dollar payment out. So it's been working as expected, working very well, and we've always monitored the value of it and reported that to your manager. Over the course of the last 2 months, with what's been going on with interest rates and global markets really in chaos, the value of this has actually been increasing. And so it's gone up in value. It's the last couple of years, it was around $285,000 was what it was worth. If you wanted to just terminate it and receive the current value, it has increased. It was up around $385,000, I think, when I first was in contact, probably back right after or right around Christmas. It's continued to increase in value to where we now expect that you could terminate it and receive in excess of $400,000. So when we look at what's that equate to, well, that's like pretty much guaranteeing that you would receive a positive payment for the next 4 years based on what you've been receiving of about $100,000 per year. There's always the risk that 2008 could all happen again and this could go negative and the value could go away, or instead of receiving a payment, you would have to make a payment. So we've had a very good track record of how this has performed. The other issuers that have these outstanding, some have decided we like the annual payment and we're fine with that ongoing risk. Others, when you look at what the value is that you could get versus how many years it would take, obviously in your example, it would really take over 4 years of additional performance to get what you could if you just terminated it right now. So we had that discussion. We wanted to bring it to your attention. We do have the authorization that if you wanted to authorize the team to terminate it, we would be prepared to do that very quickly. Unlike a bond issue that has lots of lead time of getting a credit rating, this is just a contract that with a phone call, we can terminate it and have the payment made to the township in a few days. So that's where we are. Again, the current value of approximately $400,000, when you add that to the $460,000 that the township's already made in the last 5 years, a pretty substantial benefit of this transaction for the township.
Are there any questions for Mr. Verdell?
Yeah, I mean, is this a common trend right now that these are being terminated?
We have a couple people that, because the value has risen so much and so rapidly, and you look at, obviously, there's kind of global chaos going on in the markets when, you know, yesterday the Dow was down 400 again.
Yeah.
So that volatility has kind of created the value. So you can kind of equate to somebody that decides when they're looking at a stock portfolio, if they've had a stock that's gone from 50 to 100 yeah. from the time they bought it, that maybe it's a good idea to sell it when it's at 100. Yeah. So it's kind of the same analogy.
What did it cost us?
Nothing. When you entered into it, the costs were all built into the transaction, so there's township has never
so
been
invested
out
of nothing, and you made us $860,000. Thank you. Nice job.
So it comes down to essentially a risk-benefit analysis. Is the anticipated benefit over the next several years worth the risk of reducing the benefit we've derived, especially in today's economic environment?
Right. You know, when you look at that, look at the far right column, and if you do nothing, you keep getting $45,000 every 6 months, and that could continue. Now, the one thing that does happen, if you look at the second column in from the left, the outstanding amount, you can see the contract initially was based on $14 million. It's been amortizing. Now it's down to $13 million. So as the amount outstanding goes down each year, if interest rates didn't change at all, and 5 years from now, it's not going to be $45,000 because you're doing the calculation on a smaller amount of the contract. So it will, that annual amount will start getting smaller.
Reduced. Yeah. So if we theoretically terminated this interest rate swap, we would essentially have made the $460,000 gain, and essentially locked in another $400,000 while simultaneously eliminating the risk of having to pay anything into the system.
That's exactly right. Yes. And so, one last thing I would add, because it goes into, I think, some of our recommendation on this. Obviously, we've had the conversations over the last 2 years about the township's credit rating and some of the pressure that's been on it because the fund balance, the way it was drawn down after the storm, and some of the other concerns that we've had in trying to get back to where the fund balance was historically.
Exactly.
And that came up today on the credit rating call, where the fund balance finished 2015, or is it going to come out? That's a big question that they ask. So one of the things that we've all talked about over the last 2 years is trying to build that back to where it was. And so one of the recommendations would be that any proceeds that are derived from terminating this be deposited back into the fund balance to try and continue to get that back to historically where it's been, where the credit rating agencies expect it to be for a township with our credit rating.
Right. Any other questions?
Yeah, so how quickly can you terminate something like this?
Tomorrow? Potentially tomorrow morning at 11.
Okay, and do you think that you can achieve at least $400,000 tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve?
So we have a motion to permit the township manager to terminate the interest rate swap when circumstances provide the township the best financial opportunity to fall within the termination parameters.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. Motion made by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? And it passes unanimously.
And once it's terminated, we'll provide a final exact amount that will be able to be circulated at some point tomorrow, so you'll know the final amount.
Great job.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Brings us to items C1 through 8 on the agenda. The first revised final land development plan, lot number 1 for Sheets, Inc., plat 1263. Mr. Emmer, please.
How do you follow that? That's...
So you're not saving us
$400,000? I'm pretty much. This is the 777 Middletown Road property, commonly known as the Sheets. It's in our neighborhood commercial zoning district. The total area of the project was 2.76 acres. It was previously approved as plat 1216, which created two lots. Lot number one was to contain the Sheets store, the convenience store, and a car wash. Lot number two is to contain 19,200 square foot of flex space, commercial space, and a bank. This plan proposes to revise lot number one, by removing the car wash, adjusting the parking, and modifying the footprint of the proposed Sheets building. Additionally, the dumpster will be a little bit better hidden. This is done primarily to offer the restaurant services that many Sheets offer, which could not be permitted on this site when it was originally submitted. Since that time, we've changed our ordinances. All site entrances, stormwater facilities, and other features remain substantially the same as previously approved. The traffic study for the site was based on a gas station with four pumps, and that too remains the same. The prior commitments by the developer to maintain low lighting levels, to not play music on the speaker system, and to not light the exterior face of the canopy, all remain in place as well. Now, probably the largest adjustment to the site was their climb from 47 parking spaces to 55 parking spaces. By doing that, they've entered into a section of our ordinance that requires 10% of the interior of the parking lot to be green. They have accomplished that on this plan. As a matter of fact, this plan reduces the overall site's impervious coverage by 2.58%. Since none of the proposed modifications require additional waivers, and the prior waivers, I believe, are still intact, no action on waivers are required as part of this plan either. The Planning Commission, at their meeting of January 5th, 2016, recommended approval of the plan. Chris Brown, in his review, noted that he believes that it's a better plan than what was previously presented. With all that, I'm recommending approval of plat 1263, subject to the applicant reimbursing the township for the cost incurred in reviewing the plan no later than March 9, 2016, that the performance security be provided to guarantee the completion of the improvements, and basically that's the additional trees that were added to the parking lot, and that the outstanding comments from the February 3, 2016 ETMA letter are addressed.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any thoughts or comments from the board?
Chuck, when you add trees to the parking lot like that, is there any guarantee that they're going to be there after a while? I've noticed around town several parking lots where the trees have died and just cut down and never replaced.
If you mention those to me, that becomes a zoning issue if they were originally meant to be there. So it becomes a violation of the zoning ordinance. The trees are expected to remain or be replaced.
Any other thoughts or comments?
So not that it's part of the decision, but just out of curiosity, is that it's that's a grassy area, that will be grass there?
Where
it says yard. That's a setback. Yeah, that area.
Oh, in here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that will be a grassed area.
And then the trash is right there, so that...
The dumpster now is hidden behind the wall, whereas previously it was kind of sitting out on the corner by the vacuums. Mm-hmm.
I've heard good comments about this, and we've talked with the Middletown Road folks, the Middletown Road Coalition, and they've had positive comments to me.
Well, if there are no other thoughts or comments, took a motion that the first revised final land development plan lot number one for Sheets, plat 1263, be approved subject to the conditions and recommendations articulated by Mr. Omer.
So moved.
A move by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. The next item on our agenda is item D1 through 3, approval resolution number 1461 to authorize Mr. Emmerich, Director of Community Development, to sign an application for modifications of the traffic signal at the intersection of Governor Road, State Route 322, and Cherry Drive. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, resolution 1461 will simply authorize a township official signature on an application for traffic light improvements at the above-mentioned intersection. Members First Bank desires to improve circulation at this intersection for the benefit of their customers as well as the community at large. In doing so, they're intending to undertake the cost for the permit application and all improvements associated with the addition of an eastbound designated left turn arrow at this intersection. I've had HRG review this plan in consideration of the township's recent 322 Fishburne study. And they have indicated that there's no reason to coordinate this action with that plan, and that although it's not identified in the long-term scenario for this corner, it will no doubt be a benefit. So with that, I'm recommending that resolution 1461 be adopted.
Any thoughts or comments from the board? Noting none, do I have a motion that resolution number 1461 be hereby adopted, authorizing Charles Emmerich, Director of Community Development, to sign an application for modifications to the traffic signal at the intersection of Governor Road, State Route 322, and Cherry Drive.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Engel, second by Mr. Foley. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion is approved unanimously. Brings us to Agenda E1 through 4, consideration of a reduction of the balance and an extension of the term of the performance security for a fourth revised preliminary final land development plan for Deer Run Commons, plat number 1245. Mr. Emmerich, is this housekeeping?
As the foreman chairman said, yes, this is housekeeping.
Very well.
Motion to approve.
All those in favor? Or second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And item E1 through 4 is hereby unanimously approved. Our last item on our agenda is F1, the request to hold the 2016 Hershey 10K race to be held on Saturday, April 2nd, 2016 at 7:30 a.m. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This item is required because there are going to be road closures involved in this event, and all road closures have to be authorized by the board. This will be the fifth annual running of this race. The road closure times that we have for this race usually last about an hour to 2 hours at max, and we relatively have very few problems with the road closures themselves. Most of the races actually run on H&R property. It just comes off of H&R property for a little bit. The proceeds from the run benefit a few charities, one of them being the Ronald McDonald House in the area. So I have actually also reached out to the ministerium, even though this is going to take place on a Saturday, just to make sure they didn't have any conflicts outside of the Sunday service type situation. I talked with Dennis Garrison, and he said there are no conflicts that he's aware of. So that has been checked off also. Respectfully requesting authorization to go ahead and proceed with this event from the board.
Thank you, sir. Are there any thoughts or comments from the board? Is this going to have any financial impact on the township in terms of overtime or any other?
Those items will actually be picked up by H&R, any overtime, any personnel that we use for the event as far as traffic control posts and so forth are picked up by H&R for this event.
Thank you. With that, do we have a motion to hold the 2016 Hershey 10K race starting at 7:30 in the morning, Saturday, April 2nd, 2016?
So move.
Second?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion is approved unanimously. Brings us to correspondence and board and committee information. Mr. Weir?
I have nothing tonight.
Mr. Foley?
I have nothing tonight.
I have nothing. Mr. Engel?
Nothing.
Thank you. Reports. Chief, anything to report?
Nothing this evening.
Mr. Goodell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had our punch list today with the contractors, and everything went well. And beginning Monday, February 28th, we're going to begin responding from our new station on Caracas Avenue. So we're very excited.
Thank you very much. Tom?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Barbara?
I have nothing.
Terry?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Well, we're at roll. You're killing it, man.
Just quickly. just wanted to let everyone know our spring listing of programs and activities was put on the website today. Literally something for everyone. This is the largest spring offering since my time with the township. So I just wanted to thank our staff for all their amazing work in putting this together. And I think everyone will be impressed when you take a look at what's out there. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Bernardo.
Nothing tonight.
Mr. Everett?
Nothing more.
Ms. Everett?
I have nothing.
Ms. Henry?
Nothing, thank you.
Wow, I don't know how to react to this.
I just want you to know I did not lose the $10.
Not
very close.
Not
thank you.
All right, very well.
Everybody wants to get on.
Yes. At this time, we'd like to have a motion for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $670,029.33 and payroll in the amount of $311,270.11.
So moved.
Second. We've approved or moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that is approved unanimously. This is our second session for visitor public comments. Anybody who wishes to address the board supervisors is certainly free to do so at this time. I notice we do have some stalwart guests in the back row there. Is that young man a scout by any chance?
Yes.
Would he like to come forward and tell us why he's here and what he's working for if he wants? I'd just like to extend that opportunity to him.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm David Wang. I'm from Troop 65. Is it okay if I talk to you for a minute and ask you a couple questions?
You can ask. I'm not sure if we'll have the answers.
Nobody else here wants to talk.
Yeah.
I saw like this construction on Middletown Road. I heard it's another gas station. What do you think? What's your opinion? And do you think it has a negative impact on the surrounding communities?
Well, that's a good question. And on our agenda today, we had a drawing of what is being constructed at that construction site. It's a sheets complex, and there's going to be some retail space there as well. So to answer your question, that's what that project is all about, and it's a work in progress. The subject of whether or not it's going to be a benefit to the surrounding community or whether it's going to act to the detriment of the community has been a topic of conversation for quite a while. And there are many people that think that the services that are going to be offered at that area will in fact benefit the people along Middletown Road, because as you probably know, there are many people now that live along Middletown Road. So we are hoping that it will have a positive effect on the services that are provided to the people in Middletown Road. Does anybody else have any comments? To answer your question?
Yeah, my last question is, do you think me and young people like me can like help with?
Sure, the scouting organization is a phenomenal organization. It's a wonderful organization that contributes time and their resources to community projects. I know that Mr. Weir might be able to actually provide some insight. The one project I'm thinking of is tree planting.
Tree planting, yes, and Kiss Hershey Bags coming up in a month or so. You can look into that one.
And those are great projects where the community comes together to plant trees within Derry Township, and the Kiss Hershey Back, part of that is community cleanup, where we create teams and they go out to various areas in the township and help pick up trash along the roads and help beautify Derry Township. So those are very good questions. Are you going for a merit badge?
Citizenship in the community.
Excellent. Excellent. Are you a Boy Scout or a Weeblo or?
I'm a Boy Scout.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you very much for coming out and asking such good questions. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Noting no further public comment or questions for the board, do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
By Mr. Foley.
Second.
I'm Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And this meeting is hereby adjourned.